In Northwest News on KPLU, apps on our phones, our watches, and other devices are constantly gathering data about our health. A new study from the University of Washington shows that there can be a huge gap in expectations when patients want their doctor to review this information. Here's a scenario. A patient needs to lose weight and eat a healthier diet, so their doctor tells them to monitor their meals and exercise. At a follow-up visit, the patient arrives with results they've been tracking through apps on their phone, and they're excited to share the information. Sean Munson, an assistant professor at Human-Centered Design and Engineering at UW, says for a lot of medical providers, this is really awkward.
I don't know if you've ever been given someone else's phone when they're trying to show you something, and they start getting notifications, and it just kind of feels weird and creepy. It turns out that providers feel that same feeling.
Munson is one of the lead authors of a study that looks at expectations of patients and doctors around reviewing personally collected digital data. The patients in the study were being seen for weight loss and irritable bowel syndrome. Munson found that even if doctors just take a quick look at what patients bring in, it can improve the relationship.
By showing, look, I really am trying to increase my physical activity, or I really am trying to reduce my calorie count, but I'm still having trouble. They're hoping to get a little more empathy from the providers for the efforts that they are putting in.
The study did not look at the accuracy of these applications. Dr. Jasmine Zia, a gastroenterologist who participated in the research, says a yet-to-be-published study looks at how doctors interpret paper diaries kept by patients who are trying to figure out which foods don't agree with them. Dr. Zia says 8 different medical providers went through the same information, and they all had completely different interpretations.
So that's kind of scary, but also shows how much more we need. We need an algorithm. We need some sort of computerized thing to make it more standardized and less subjective.
Dr. Zia is working on developing an application she hopes will do just that. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.